I'm Eric Carlyworth, the Great American Trucking Show. Joining me right now from St. Christopher Fund, Shannon Currier. Shannon, how are you?
I am great. How are you this morning, Eric?
I'm doing great. What a great way to start off our first day here at GATS, talking about a really great cause, St. Christopher Fund, something near and dear to my heart. I'm proud to sit on the board of directors for this great organization that helps drivers when they're in their time of need and come off the road for medical purposes. We at St. Christopher Fund look to help those drivers, a lot of them over the years, many, many drivers, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Tell us what you guys you guys who actually do the work, a lot of the legwork, the staff here at the what St. Christopher Fund does here at a show like GATS. What do you guys do? What are you trying to get out today?
Well, we're always looking to spread awareness, so we have a booth that's in the Health Pavilion. Everybody knows that we help drivers when they are come off the road because of an injury or an illness. But right. We also have our second mission, which is health initiatives. And so we're encouraging drivers to be more healthy, you know, lose a little weight,
sure.
exercise a little more,
sure.
stop smoking cigarettes, which we have going on right now with the
yeah.
No Smoking campaign.
Right.
So it's a twofold. We want to bring awareness to what we are and what we're doing, but we also want to encourage some health initiatives. And then we get to meet a lot of the drivers that we've helped. They get to come to the show, so it's nice to be able to actually see a face to somebody that we've helped. So.
Yeah. This is great because what we're doing here is kind of rebuilding the mission statement, if you will. As you build a foundation of any mission statement for a great organization like St. Christopher, it makes a lot of sense that, you know, as we help drivers who are trying to get well enough to get back on the road, that we encourage other drivers who are out there right now to stay well while on the road.
That's exactly right. And that's, you know, we've often said we'd love to be able to work ourselves out of a job. You know,
right.
We'd love for
yeah.
everybody to be as healthy as they can be.
Sure.
But, you know, things happen and accidents happen. It's not just an illness. Accidents happen, too. And so
right.
we can step in there as well. So
yeah.
we do want to encourage drivers. We want these drivers to come home to their families. We want them to be as healthy as they can be, to be on the road, do what they love, make the money they need to make, and support their families. So
yeah.
we're trying to encourage them to make healthier choices.
Yeah.
And it's not always easy. It's a long process. It's just like Rigs Without Cigs. We're working with people continuously. That's not like a, hey, in 3 months you're going to be nicotine free
right,
or dip free, whatever.
Yeah, right.
It's a long process. It's hard.
Yeah.
And so we're trying to walk by these drivers hand in hand for as long as it takes
yeah.
to get them on the healthier side.
Sure, absolutely. And it's a great effort. It really is. And thank you to everybody participating. Something else going on here, a couple of auctions. There's going to be a silent auction today here at GATS. And I want to bring on, first of all, Melanie Walker. She's out there on the road with her fiance, Scott Wagner. And you folks are really great ambassadors for St. Christopher Fund. First of all, Melanie, welcome. We appreciate you being
nice
here.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
Talk about the auctions that are going to go on today, and then another one, a live auction, actually, on Saturday.
Yes.
Let's talk about that silent auction tonight or later today.
That starts at 4 today, and it runs to 7:30, 8 o'clock, whatever time we get to set it off.
Okay.
We have lots of items. We're here to pick up lots of things to take back. We have jewelry, tools, steer tires.
Wow.
Lots of things that we hope that would appeal to the drivers.
Yeah. So how's this going to work? If a driver wants to participate here at GATS, how do they do that?
You have to come to the free parking lot.
Okay. That's
on Haskell Avenue. And what we do is we lay the items out. We have a piece of paper. You write your name, your phone number, and your bid.
Okay.
And you keep an eye out. We inform you about, like, we have 30 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes before we call the auction. People come up, check the auction, they write down their name, their phone number, and their bid, and they keep doing that till the last person on the paper wins.
There you go. There you go.
If they're not present, we call them, try to give them time to get back.
Okay. Okay, great. Can we name any of the sponsors that have contributed to, you know, these prizes that they're going to win?
It's Road Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Road Pro, we have Blue Tiger items, T.A. Petro.
Nice.
And that was actually one of our big gifts.
Wow. In fact, Scott, let's get your microphone here. Scott Walker, Melanie's fiance, a big part of this as well. You were saying about T.A. and Petro donating some items as well.
Yeah. We got to give a big shout-out because T.A. Petro has done this twice now. We've helped out with St. Christopher's at two different events.
Right.
And when you give out 8 steer tires, and understanding that, We think that the big companies can give out the big gifts, but at the same time, there's cost efficiency. But at the same time, when they believe what's behind the cause, that's the biggest issue. And the way I say it now, it's giving back to the brotherhood is what we're trying to bring back, the initiative the way it used to be.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I hate to say it, but it's gone by the wayside. But there's certain people that are at the show. And St. Christopher's one of the biggest brothers that we can actually say, even though that there's a bunch of sisters that work in the office.
Sure, sure.
But at the same time, they give out the message, and that's what we're trying to do is pass on the message, pass it forward, and give it the hand up, not the hand out.
Yeah. Scott, tell us about yourself and Melanie and where you guys travel. Who do you haul for?
Actually, I work for a company called Rapid Response out of St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
I've been driving for 26 years. I'm a paid-by-mile truck driver, and a couple years ago, I had a passion to give back. I did a lot of charity work when I was at home, did fishing tournaments, did cornhole tournaments, stuff like that, and gave back. Well, when I was out here, I was hearing the message that there's no organizations. There's some organizations that help out, but not very much.
Right.
So I decided on my own, get with show management 3 years ago, to ask them if I could do a live auction here at Dallas. And it took off like wildfire. And then the second year, it was like twofold.
Right.
I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know how I was coming. But at the same time, I had big help. Well, this year, we partnered this year with St. Christopher's with some people that in management and some of the entertainers says, you need to really look at this. So we did our research and that, and we got to meet Ms. Shannon a couple times with other events. But we buy things out of our own pocket, is how it's been the last 2 years. We still buy things, and that we're told stop, but I don't listen. So if you would have seen my truck this year before I got here, you would go, where did you guys live? So
I love it.
So Melanie, 3 years ago, 4 years actually, she retired as a lab tech. And where she lived and where my lanes were, it was way out of the way. I was 4.5 hours off the road.
Mm.
So I gave her kind of the ultimatum. You move, or you come in, sit in the passenger seat. And that's where her page comes from, like from the passenger seat, because she writes about different laws, accidents, the weather.
Right.
She'll just take a picture out of the blue, and it's homecoming to some drivers that have had injuries, like Ms. Shannon was saying.
Yeah.
And they see the pictures. They remember driving through there back in the day, and they miss it because they can't see it.
Yeah.
So what she does is she gives them the eye view of how she was.
Yeah. You know, this is excellent because this really is the spirit of, I think, like you said, the trucking and the history of trucking and all the great folks behind the wheel that give back over the years and insist on doing that. We'll stop on a dime. We'll you know, give you the shirt off their back, you know, and never think twice about it. So we're going to put you right there at the top of the list, Scott and Melanie, and we encourage everybody to get involved in these auctions. The live auction ought to be pretty cool Saturday night. Now, is there an actual auctioneer?
I'm actually the auctioneer.
Are you an auctioneer?
No, I'm not, actually. some people saying that I got a character, and I have different personalities.
Sure.
And people go, there's something wrong with that, man. Well, actually, there is, but at the same time, I like doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
It's the way I see it. I do it a different way. I put a twist in it sometimes.
Right.
And like some of these auctions, I'd like to see some of the new people come out and see and go, never thought about an auction done this way.
Right.
But also we'd throw outdoor prizes, stuff like
nice.
That. And we like giving back to our community.
Right. And that will be over at the free parking area as well.
That will start on Saturday at 5 p.m. Live auction. The first auction item will be up on bid at 5 o'clock, and I must be off the stage by 7. So give me 2 hours to...
Great.
The hustle.
Great. And drivers will just show up and bid live as you go, right?
Yep. And as you bid and everything else, you're the winning bidder. It's instead of registering your name and giving me thing and thinking that I'm going to pass on the information, we don't do none of that. We give you a card that has the number and your item that you bid on and the price on the back, and it's easy taken care of. We take EFS, Comdata, Fleet One, and we take major credit cards also.
Nice. Well, listen, kudos to both of you for giving back and taking so much time out of your own lives to do this. It means a lot. It's going to help some great folks. So we greatly appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And continued success in this effort.
Well, I appreciate it, but I also want to give a shout-out to St. Christopher's because without them, we couldn't do what we could do either.
Yeah.
So we want to thank them from the bottom of our hearts.
Well, thank you. Shannon, you know, the great folks here, and this is something that we've seen over the years, drivers, you know, whether it's band together or whatever it might be, whatever campaign it might be, drivers getting involved. This is terrific.
Well, drivers have been our largest supporter from the beginning.
You know,
even with the Band Together campaign, which is going on right now. If you haven't gotten your band,
go
to TA Petro or Coffee Cup or Sat Brothers and get your band. 100% of those proceeds come to St. Christopher Fund. But again, that's drivers and individuals buying those bands. And so if they weren't out there buying those bands and their clings or the keychains, there wouldn't be any money to send to St. Christopher, you know, and like Blue Tiger with the headsets. If the drivers weren't buying the headsets, there wouldn't be a donation to St. Christopher Fund. So really it's the drivers behind all of the corporate looking stuff. There's drivers behind all of that.
Yeah.
And so we just, you know, this is a huge effort.
Yeah.
Watching this behind the scenes and the number of hours we spent on phone calls about it. It's a huge effort.
Yeah.
And they're volunteers. That's just what they want to do because they love their community. And, you know, we've come to just love each other. And it's just been a great partnership. And so it's exciting. And we'll be out there Saturday night to watch it all go down and enjoy the entertainment. And so we're excited.
This is going to be great. Hey, and hello to Facebook. Everybody wave at Facebook. Hi, Facebook.
Hi.
We're live. Thank you for being here, Facebook. And make sure you come on out to GATS and participate in these auctions this afternoon and then the live auction on Saturday. So thank you, Shannon. Great talking to you. Thank you so much,
you.
Both of you. Kudos. You deserve so much more than just the thank yous and the words. But I know that feeling of giving back and the effort that you put in is that satisfaction as well. So thank you so much for being here, Scott and Melanie. And we hope to see you again very, very soon.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.